This is Anne Butler, the Book Griffin. Welcome to the podcast. In this episode, I'm going to talk about yet another book that I acquired months, perhaps a couple of years before I got around to reading it. It's a book called Cry No More, written by Linda Howard. Linda Howard created a character which, when we first meet him, I didn't believe he'd be the hero in the story. Let me go back a little bit. The main female character in this story is Mila. Years before, Mila was shopping in a market in Mexico. She was with her baby of only a few weeks old. She's attacked by men who want to take the baby from her. She fights like a mad thing, but she's stabbed and her baby, Justin, is kidnapped. Mila spends the next several years chasing down every single lead she hears of, going so far as to plug herself into a missing persons network in the same location where Justin was kidnapped, all so that she can find out what happened to him. It's as though he's disappeared off the face of the earth. No one can tell her that it's time to give up. She just won't listen. By the time 10 years have passed, she's ready to try anything. She hears about a mysterious character known only by the name of Diaz. She's warned not to try to find him or get in touch with him, that he's a dangerous assassin and may even have been involved with the people smugglers who were part of the ring that stole Justin. Did she listen? Of course not. The first time we meet Diaz, he surprises Mila in the dark and does something which knocks her unconscious. When Mila wakes up, she barely remembers what happened. She's scared, but she forces herself to keep trying to find this Diaz. Days later, a man turns up at her office in the darkness, scaring the life out of her. She recalls that he's the person who'd knocked her out before. This man is Diaz. He is seriously scary. I kept waiting for the attack to see if by defending herself physically against Diaz, we'd find out whether Mila had learned over the years how to handle herself in a physical fight. But it never came to that. Why? The reasons played out in such an intriguing way. Diaz, though obviously dangerous and not to be crossed or underestimated, begins to show Mila new breadcrumbs to explain where she'd gone wrong in her search over the years. The story is an emotional read. And you know what? Diaz, as Mila's counterpoint, helping her to satisfy his own agenda, being her guide through dangerous territory, not really knowing whether he would turn on her in the end, made this a gripping read for me. When Diaz showed just how brutal he could be, well, I'll leave you to find out the rest. Diaz's morality is unquestionably questionable by most standards. But from his point of view, we got to learn that he means Mila no harm, that he so admires her strength and determination and her love for Justin that led to her sacrificing everything. He felt that it was his duty to help her to find her answers. That's why, scary and dodgy though he is, I can't help but love James Diaz. Cry No More by Linda Howard was published in 2004. If you like the subgenre of romance thrillers, I recommend this one. Make sure you've got a few tissues handy. You'll need them throughout. This has been Anne Butler, the Book Griffin. If you liked this episode, follow or subscribe to receive notification of new episodes. You can also follow me on Instagram by going to Instagram, search for The Book Griffin, and then hit follow.